Hello, it's Mike Holland here. I wanted to talk to you today about a nice way to develop your mindfulness practice. And mindfulness begins when we move from a mode of doing and thinking and into a way of being where sensing takes center stage. For this practice, you'll need yourself, a chair, and a glass of water. And allow about 3 minutes for each stage. Firstly, let's explore feeling. If possible, sit upright, although not stiffly so, on your chair, with your back self-supporting and feet on the ground. Let your hands come to rest on your thighs, and if you like, close your eyes. And what sensations do you notice? How are your feet feeling? Perhaps there's contact between the soles of your feet and the socks, shoes, or the floor. Can you feel the weight of your sitting bones on the seat? How about your back? What sensations are here? Do you feel air on your face? What temperature is it just now? Is it warmer or cooler? And what about internal sensations? Are you noticing any aching, itching, or buzzing? Or maybe there's not much sensation at the moment. A numbness, perhaps. Be aware of the location of any feeling or lack of feeling and whether it's changing in intensity from moment to moment. You don't have to try to hold on to or get rid of sensations, or even to name them. See if you can just let them be experienced. Now let's turn to hearing and allow sounds to be noticed. What are you hearing? You don't have to go searching for sounds. Wait for them to come to you instead, as if your ears were microphones receiving and registering vibrations. Louder, softer, closer, further away, short or long sounds, or sudden, repeating and continuous sounds. Are they high or low pitch? Perhaps there's silence or gaps in between sounds. Are you noticing these two? Open your microphone ears and let hearing come in. Whether the sounds seem pleasant or unpleasant, whatever symphony is playing right now, can you allow it to be heard? And now let's turn to seeing. And open your eyes to seeing. Rather than fixing on what you can see as things, for example, a table, a chair, a book, the carpet. See if you can let the visual field be of colours, shapes, shades or lines. Allow the eyes to linger rather than darting about. Be interested in depth and height and shade. If you find yourself thinking about what you're seeing, drawn into a memory or a concern, or automatically giving things a name as they come into view, that's fine. Just acknowledge that the mind has wandered into thought and gently come back to seeing. And now turning to smelling, perhaps closing the eyes again, allow yourself to smell. Whether what you're smelling seems nice or not so nice, let there be a connection with the odours. Is there more than one fragrance? And if so, how are they mixed together? If there are no smells, what's the smell of no smell? The in-breaths don't need to be deep. See if you can let breath happen naturally and offer curiosity to the coming and going of the smell sensation. You may think to yourself, isn't it amazing to have a nose? And turning to tasting, pick up the glass of water and take a sip. Notice the arising of sensations on the tongue as the liquid makes contact. How does it taste? Clear, cool, refreshing? Let the describing words fade into the distance, allowing the sensation of taste itself to be known and experienced. Gently swirl the water around the mouth and notice if the flavor changes, perhaps as it mixes with saliva. Does it become warmer, duller, thicker? Let these sensations be experienced. Decide when you're ready to swallow the water. Notice the dissolving of taste. Does any trace remain? And if so, for how long? Now take another, maybe bigger sip and repeat. Are the sensations the same or do they seem different? What, if anything, has changed? When you've practiced working with each of the senses, you might reflect on any differences between the way of sensing and how you normally relate with your environment. If it seems different, how is it different? What were you doing that made it this way? Be interested in the answers that present themselves to you. Is the quality of your experience changed by how you attend to it? And when you're ready, you can bring this meditation practice to an end. Take a gentle, deep breath and let yourself prepare for the rest of your day.